After last season's cliffhanger finale, season two of The Quiet List promises to be no easier for Riley Parks, who's played by Jennifer Love Hewitt. At home or at work, the Texas single mother of two, who after being deserted by her husband and left in financial straits, took a job at a seemingly traditional day spa, only to learn that sexual favors are being offered there on the side. What a show!
No, this
and what
is
a
sexy show. It is a sexy show.
And we have her on the phone, Jennifer Love Hewitt, ladies and gentlemen. Hello, Jennifer.
Hi, Jennifer.
How are you?
We're
finally good.
Good
to talk to you. I've been begging to get them have you in studio for the longest time.
That is true. For years.
For years I've wanted
really?
You to be on the show.
Yep.
Oh, I'm happy to be here. Hello.
We're one step closer. She's on the phone, Frank. One day she'll be in here.
The show, The Client List, it says here that it propelled Lifetime to number one in the Sunday 10 p.m. slot with women 18
Atta
plus.
Girl. Yeah, it's a great show. It's sexy. You'd love it,
Thank
Frank.
Thank you so much.
But, I mean, the storyline where, like, so you start working at this day spa, you realize they do sexual favors on the side, you still work there, and a lot of women are watching this. Is there a secret dark fantasy of women to be prostitutes or be paid for sex, you think?
No, I don't.
You never thought about that before the client list?
No, I haven't. I think that, you know, it's just a fun show. I mean, really, truly, the reason that she starts working there is so that she can see her family. She's left by her husband, and she has to figure out a way to make money and to make money fast. And this job just happens to be available, so that's why she starts working there. But the show is more about, I mean, for her, it's sort of, they're sort of nicer, happy endings than you know, super dirty and weird. They're more kind of her rehabilitating her clients to go back into their marriages and relationships and be better partners.
Oh, that I wish every woman would believe that when we come back after being with the hooker. She was really helping me. She's helping our relationship, honey. I read somewhere where it says that you obviously wear a lot of revealing lingerie on the show, and so that's prevented you now from wearing lingerie at home. Like, you had a bunch of it, now you're just sick of wearing it. Is that true?
Yeah, I mean, I still do it every once in a while, but I definitely, like, I used to rush home and, you know, put on, like, something nice that would
right.
make me feel good and girly and, you know, whatever. And now I definitely rush home and I'm like, where are my sweatpants and my t-shirts? Because I have been in naughty clothes all day. I definitely don't love it as much as I once did.
I have the current issue of Maxim magazine in my hands, and they did their Maxim Sweet 16, I guess, in honor of March Madness, and has Jennifer Love Hewitt from the cover on April of 2012.
Yep.
You basically beat everybody else who's ever been on the cover.
Sexiest cover of all time.
Sexiest cover of all time.
Jennifer.
Yay!
That's got to make you feel good.
Exciting. Yeah, I love it. I did my first Maxim cover when I was 18. So it's really nice.
You look really great, too. I've got Shape magazine in front of me.
You're on the cover of so many magazines right now. It's ridiculous. I had to spend everything I had in my pocket this morning buying the stuff.
So you want this back? I got to give this back to you?
Yes, oh, crap. Yeah, you have to give that back to me. I have to laminate it.
You look fantastic, though, on the cover of Shape magazine.
Thank you so much.
And your all of her workout pictures. Frank, did you see that? Did you see the inside of Shape magazine?
I will look at that later. Also, recently I saw where you... did you insure your breast for $5 million? Is that true?
No.
No?
Yeah, we were talking about that, and that's not true. You heard it here first.
I could tell when I saw it on television that she was like, oh, yeah, these things. I didn't think that was like a serious statement, but I'm like, yeah, I got to ask you.
No, I had no idea. It was like 7 o'clock in the morning, and I had no idea. The guy was just... asking me a question, and then it blew up into this big thing.
Well, I think you underbid on those. Seriously.
You know, Dolly Parton's are insured for $600,000. $600,000.
Really?
Yeah. Real thing. Real story.
So, Jennifer, do you have big plans for St. Patrick's Day?
I don't. I mean, I'm definitely going to have a Guinness somewhere for sure.
Oh, yeah.
I think if you want to come over, I'm going to go to my buddy Tim's house. We're just going to try to make corned beef hash for the first time and drink beers if you want to hang out.
That sounds really nice. I just have to get up early for work on Monday.
Yeah,
us too.
I was wondering that about you. Are you that, like you said, you go home and you put on your sweatpants just to relax around your house. But as far as, like, you know, when you're just sitting around with friends drinking beers, I mean, are you more of a homebody as opposed to let's go out to dress up and go to clubs?
Yeah, no, I'm much more of a homebody. Like drinking beers with my friends or, you know, having wine and, you know, just kind of sitting around my place or having a game night or watching movies or whatever is way more my speed.
Yeah, about 10 years ago when we were much younger, both you and I, we were at a club together. It was, I think it was an after party for something. And it was very, it was packed. And I was walking one direction. You were walking the other direction. We were walking right towards each other. But it was so packed, you know, where you get that that area where it's like there's only one way to get through.
You have to turn sideways or something?
Yeah,
okay.
Like we were swimming upstream and downstream. And so we basically met right there in the middle, and I let you through. I kind of like tried to squeeze my back against the people behind me to let you through. And we briefly spooned for a second.
You felt her like a little buddy?
I mean, seriously, it was like we fit like puzzle pieces, and I thought we made a connection.
Now, Jennifer,
I mean, we are soulmates.
You realize,
and then you kept going, and then we've never talked since.
Jennifer, for 10 years, he has told this story, and he's like, I don't know. And I said, you honestly think she remembers that? And he's like, well, one day I've got to ask her.
Do you remember us spooning in the middle of a club?
In the middle of the club. But,
I told you, Frank, I told you.
It was magnificent.
But that doesn't mean that it wasn't a wonderful moment. I may not be able to recall it right now, but...
Well, yeah, I will never forget it.
It's one of his favorite life moments, Jennifer.
I almost count you.
It was a pleasure to spoon with
you. So are you working on anything else? What do you have out there coming up?
Pretty much right now, just the show. It's been a full-time job. We're going to wrap up our season as far as filming is concerned here pretty quickly, and then I'll be promoting, you know, obviously the season finale and all of that stuff, and then hopefully get good news for season 3. At which point I'm going to hopefully take a little vacation and then get ready to go back to work again.
I heard that you're currently in relations with somebody on the show. Is that true?
What?
Are you dating somebody on the show? Or are you like in a relationship with somebody on the show? Did I make that up? Is that true?
I mean, there's the triangle on the show.
No, I meant like in real life. I mean, like, are you dating somebody from the show?
Are you trying to pick her up right now? Are you trying to get a date? What are you trying to do?
I thought I heard that.
In real life, I'm still completely devastated from my 1 second spoon with you in a nightclub.
Oh, there you go, Jennifer. Nice.
Can we get that as a drop? I'm going to use that every day as a promo for this show.
Well, good luck, Jennifer. Yes. I hope that it gets picked up for season 3 because it's a fun show, and it's really a shame that you don't get to work with more attractive people on that show.
I know, isn't it?
Tough to go to work every day, isn't it?
Yeah, the client list on Lifetime set to return March 10th at 10 p.m. Tell Greg Grunberg we said hello.
Oh, I will.
Grunny!
Thank you so
Thanks,
much.
Jennifer
Love Hewitt, ladies and gentlemen. See, she remembered.
She's a very nice person.
She is nice.
Very nice person.
Next time, get her in here, seriously, to hang out with us. She's down to earth, and she's cute. And see, I think everybody who meets her falls in love with her. Because I think that she is dating somebody on the show.
Couldn't you grab a hint when she was like, wait, what? Move on.
Well, I know. But then I act stupid. And she's like, wait, he's just confused. Someone fed him that, and he didn't want to ask me that, really.
It was all part of your plan. Okay, I got it.
Yeah, because I think that she have a, like, and this is Hollywood anyway, but I think if you work with Jennifer Love Hewitt and you're in that close proximity, how could you not fall in love with her every time?
True.
And that's probably why she ends up dating guys from shows she's on, because you can't help but fall in love with Jennifer Love Hewitt.
Maybe she shouldn't come in. It might change your whole life. It might turn everything upside down.
Maybe she should.
I said maybe she shouldn't.
I say maybe she should.
I'm trying to keep your relationship together.
She should.
All right.
No, it's all good.
Thank you, Jennifer.
1-800-955-5567 is the number. Come back to 95.5KLOS.com every day to hear more clips like these. And to get the entire Heidi and Frank show, go to HeidiandFrank.com and become a premium member. All access, people. On demand. Webcast. Behind the scenes. Too much to name right here. Go to HeidiandFrank.com. Check it out.